An estimated 16,000 pounds of chum salmon were destroyed after a truck overturned in downtown Juneau Monday afternoon. The spill blocked Egan Drive, a major roadway leading in and out of downtown. Jason Wired is with the Department of Environmental Conservation's Food Safety and Sanitation Program.
We have a limited number of processors here in town that can handle that volume, so I just started making some phone calls to find out whose fish it belonged to.
He says Taku Fisheries, a local business, owned the truck. The business name on the totes was Icy Strait. Wired says the fish were destroyed after being considered unsafe for consumption since they fell onto a roadway. News of the accident quickly spread through the town, with some drivers holding up traffic by taking photos.
And I think time of day was a big issue. You know, right at that 5 o'clock traffic, right downtown when people are trying to get in and out of town, had a big impact on that whole fiasco. And yeah, it went today with social media being the way it is. It was instantaneous. Everybody kind of knew.
Although it's rare for a truckload of spilled fish to block a major roadway in the capital city, Wired says it's not the first time.
I think it has happened in recent years, just on a smaller scale. I believe one of their competitors, it happened where they lost a tote of fish. A single tote, by the way, not 16 totes.
The truck driver was taken to Bartlett Regional Hospital and released the same day. The overturned truck caused a traffic jam for roughly 3 hours. After a dozen employees from Taku Fisheries helped pick up the fish, the road was cleaned and sanded. Taku Fisheries could not be reached for comment.